This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I'm having a disc jockey flashback, but who is it?
Kansas, right?
Kansas?
Is it Kansas? No, not Kansas. Is it Kansas? Carry On My Wayward Son?
That's right.
Yes. I was never a Kansas fan. Senator Durbin standing by. Let's go there now. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I think it's Temptations. I'm completely lost.
Now you're in my neighborhood. That's exactly right. It's the temps or it's nothing. All right, I want to get to the CPS story, but obviously I got to start with North Korea first. What is your level of concern about what happened and what didn't happen in North Korea?
What a week. The president goes to war with Justin Trudeau and embraces Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided Canada is our big problem and North Korea is just fine. We can live with them. Let's get down to the bottom line here. On North Korea, a nuclear threat to the U.S., diplomacy is always better than confrontation. Number two, for the president to tweet this morning that this is behind us now, we don't have to worry about the nuclear threat in North Korea, is to ignore the obvious. Kim Jong-un has done nothing. Nothing at this point to give us that assurance. And we need, as Ronald Reagan used to say, to trust but verify, and particularly when it comes to North Korea. Let's not be crazy about some photo op here and decide that the world's at peace. There's a lot more hard work to be done, and a lot of our allies are wondering where we're going to be.
Well, it appears that those in the Pentagon are wondering as well. Barbara Starr at CNN reported this morning that a high-ranking source at the Pentagon said, we'll let you know what we're going to do about the, in quotes, war games as soon as the president tells us what he's talking about.
Well, South Korea asked the same thing. What did you just promise, Mr. President? You know, this happens to be our neighborhood, and the military cooperation, 28,000 American servicemen and women in South Korea, over 100,000 civilians there. You know, we'd like to know what you promised in there and the impact it'll have on our safety. It's not an unreasonable question, and I think the president went off with kind of a quick conclusion that this case is behind us. Let's move to another one. There's a lot more hard work that needs to be done after the photo op.
As Commander-in-Chief, how much authority does the Senate in particular and Congress in general have to stem the tide of this to make sure it's on the right path?
Well, I think we're going to ask all the questions, but the president does have the authority through the Secretary of Defense to make certain decisions. When it comes to funding them and approval by Congress, that's where we step in. Let me quickly add, General Mattis, who is a current Secretary of Defense, I voted for him. I believe in him. I trust the man.
I
think he is the grown up in the room. And so I defer to him on a lot of these things. At least I want to hear his point of view before we decide the future of war games, as he calls them, with South Korea.
This is clearly a win for Kim Jong-un back home. I don't know that I care that much about that. I mean, that's an interior thing with him. Do we know anything in particular about what sort of inner circle power problems he may have? Because he seems quite interested in cutting deals now that he wasn't interested in doing before.
I'll tell you what's interesting, Steve. Mike Pompeo, the new Secretary of State, sat down with me and he said his first secret meeting with Kim Jong-un, one of the big concerns was when and where the meeting would take place. Kim Jong-un never lets the North Korean people know he's leaving the country until after it's occurred and he's returned home. This was an exception, this Singapore meeting. So it tells me that he is not certain of his own status within his country if he's that worried. He went to Singapore, got back. I don't know what kind of publicity there was in North Korea, but he is not sure of his own continued leadership, and that's something we ought to keep in mind as we go forward.
Senator Durbin with us, and let's get to the CPS story. Justin Coffin, say hi to the senator.
Senator Durbin, thanks for joining us. Big,
sure.
Obviously, the story in the Chicago Tribune detailing Chicago Public Schools' failures to investigate and protect students from sexual abuse, a huge story. You and the junior senator, Senator Duckworth, have sent letters to the Department of Education. What was in those letters, and what do you expect to be done at the federal level?
What we're asking the Department of Education to do, and I might add that I think this series has been an eye-opener and stunning to hear the terrible incidents of sexual abuse of children in the Chicago public school system, and that's why Senator Duckworth and I have moved forward. Number one, we want to make sure that when there's a report of sexual abuse in children to the federal government, that they disaggregate or differentiate between abuse by fellow students and abuse by those who are in charge, administrators, coaches, teachers, whoever it may be. I think those are both sad, awful, terrible things, but there's a differentiation made by the Chicago Tribune where too many times somebody who is supposed to be the coach, supposed to be the person handling security, was actually perpetrating the crime. So that's the distinction we ask for, number one, that the Office of Civil Rights and Department of Education do. Number two, the federal law requires the state of Illinois to collect information about the safety of schools. What we wrote to the superintendent of education in our state and said, under the federal law, can you make sure that you include these incidents of sexual abuse so that there is a clear reporting requirement there and that it's followed?
The situation was being addressed by Janice Jackson through the Office of Mayor Emanuel in regards to a couple of things you mentioned. Do you have any concerns with the mayor's office and how they've handled it so far?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you, it's terrible that it occurred, and there needs to be an investigation. I've been in communication with the mayor, and I've spoken directly to Janice Jackson, whom I respect very much. There is no doubt in my mind that she has focused on her responsibility for the safety and security of the students in the system. Some of the things reported obviously predate her responsibilities here, but she has told me personally, I don't doubt one second, she is committed to finding the root causes of these problems and eradicating them so that the students are safer. I cannot imagine, Steve, and I'm sure you can't either, if this were my child or grandchild and it occurred, and they reported to the authorities it was occurring and it was ignored, how I would feel today. That's how these parents must feel in too many schools. Janice Jackson has given me her word. She's focused on making sure this is taken care of.
And CPS has just released a new website this week, as a matter of fact, cps.edu/protectingstudents, and specifically lays out what the city is doing in response to this. You know, it's the burden of leadership. It's the responsibility of leadership. This goes back to Mayor Daley. This goes back years and years and years. It didn't just start at the beginning of the Tribune thing, but it's got to end immediately. And the only way it ends immediately is everybody taking responsibility. So I invite you to take a look at that website if it's appropriate. I know we're out of time, but anything new with the Russian thing coming up in the next couple of days? Isn't it great, by the way, we've reached a point where I can call it the Russian thing?
Well, we expect Mueller's report, but we don't know when. You know, we currently have some 22 people who've been indicted, 6 who've pled guilty. I mean, he is moving forward in a professional way. He's playing by the rules. A prosecutor is not supposed to hold a daily press conference on what he's doing. Unfortunately, on the other side, his critics are having 5 press conferences a day and 16 tweets. But I want him, I trust him, and I want him to do a professional job. What he comes out with, I will stand by, whatever it may be.
That's just it. If he comes out and says that the president is innocent of all charges, then we all need to get behind that report, because Mueller's the guy and his team that have been doing it for a long time. So
that's exactly right.
We just look forward to being released. Thank you for the time, okay. Senator. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.